Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour number 3 of the Rob Brown Show starts now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. The Hub City Spartanburger text line open, 844-326-3663, 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. You can text that number. You can call that number and jump on the air. You can also shoot us a tweet at The Rob Brown Show. You can also tweet the great one Lonzo at Lonzo on Word. Or you can tweet everybody up in here at The Fan Upstate if you'd like to get at us in that direction. And if you got something that's a little more long format, you don't want to come on the air, I got you. Rob.Brown at TheFanUpstate.com is the email addy if you want to hit me up there. Rob.Brown at TheFanUpstate.com. I want to bring up a story that I don't know if it's a story yet or not. And we're going back to baseball for a minute. Not a Braves story. Relax. Not a Braves thing. I may rant more about the Braves later in the show, but I won't right here. Instead, there is a, and right now it appears to be nothing more than a rumor, but a widely circulated rumor going around that Major League Baseball is about to introduce another new statistic. Now, baseball is very interesting in that it probably has the most, like, there is a statistic that is officially tracked for everything. WHIP, WAR, XBH, etc., etc. Like, there are stats for everything. One of the stats that has long been considered pretty much sacred has been home runs. A home run is a home run if the ball goes over the fence, right? It's a pretty classic sports thing, the home run.
Unless there's like inside the park and there's errors.
That is specifically called an inside the park home run. Or if there's errors attached, a little league home run. Those are always funny.
I've never heard it called that before. Okay.
Yeah, little league home run. If you go inside the park homer and you go inside the park homer because there were like, I don't know if they're what the official stat is or if it's just like linguistic. The inside the park home run caused by errors from the fielding team is a little league home run. But if the ball is hit and it goes over the fence in fair territory and the batter is allowed to trot the base path, touch home, and score a run, it's a home run. Well, Major League Baseball is considering, according to reports and rumors on the internet, adding a new home run stat. The new home run stat would be called a true home run. There's home runs, and then there's true home runs. A true home run would be a home run that would be a home run in half of Major League's baseball parks. Starting in 2026, according to this, MLB will use StatCast technology to provide a separate home run total based on a league-wide ballpark eligibility. Standard home run, obviously, ball goes out of play, over the fence, in fair territory. A true home run would use StatCast data to determine if a home run clears at least half of all MLB stadiums. It is considered a more rigorous measure of a truly powerful and long hit home run. There are some places, for instance, like Yankee Stadium, where they have what we call a short porch. That is to say, the distance from home plate to the field marker, to the fence, is shorter than it is at most other stadiums. And so if you play, of your 162 games, 81 of them at that field, you have an advantage of hitting a home run in more games, in more at-bats, especially if you're like an Aaron Judge, and that's to your natural swing. Versus if you were to play in some other ballpark. If you were to play in Colorado, it is 4:15 to center at Colorado. At Fenway Park, it's 4:20 to right. There are spots where you can hit a ball that's an absolute blast that gets out of the park at every park except for one. But that just happens to be the park you're at that day. There are some fences in Major League Baseball that are so short that it is a home run at that stadium and maybe like one or two others. I'm not against, although a lot of my baseball purist fan friends are, I'm not against keeping the metric of true home run. And I'm not against it.
I'm surprised you, as a dome stadium guy, doesn't advocate that all ballparks have the same.
Oh, I do. Okay. I absolutely do. I think it is, frankly, silly that every baseball diamond is shaped differently. Listen, it's 90 feet to first base. It's 60 feet, 6 inches to the bump. Those are standard at every park. But the fact that we have different outfield sizes at different parks makes no sense to me at all. The fact that a home run at one park isn't a home run at another park is silly to me. And that's why I'm on board with this concept of the true home run stat. They're going to take the average distance, and if your dinger goes further than that distance, it is a true home run. You will still be credited for a home run. At the end of the year, every major league player will have two home run stats. They will have HRs and they will have THRs. The THRs are actually well hit balls. A guy like an Aaron Judge who hits at Yankee Stadium. A guy like Aaron Judge who has an 81 game advantage, where it is 318 to left and 314 to right. 314. Aaron Judge is a push-pull hitter. Aaron Judge hitting to right field does not have to hit the ball anywhere as close to the distance of guys who play in just about any other park. To dead center right down the stripe, like if you were to go dead center right down the stripe, Yankee Stadium is 296. 296. So Aaron Judge getting to play 81 baseball games barring obviously European games, etc., but 81 baseball games at home has a distinct home run mark advantage over somebody who plays at Great American Ballpark, where it's like 325, right? If you hit a ball 300 feet down the right field line, it's gone at Yankee Stadium and pretty much nowhere else. So if Aaron Judge is going to be in the mix at the end of the year for home run leader, but he gets to play 81 games with a 296-foot right field line, well, I don't think it's unfair to track and say, all right, yeah, he hit 56 home runs this year, but 35 of them were true home runs. 18 of them would not have been a home run at other parks because he hits one 298 to right and it gets over. That's a ball that if somebody else on any other team could hit 300 yards or 300 feet consistently, would have zero home runs, right? Or maybe two or three because they got a couple of them at Yankee Stadium and that's it. I saw baseball fans yesterday when this story started to make the rounds on the internet talking about how the unique field dimensions were one of the things that made baseball so special. Like, I guess. Like, I've never walked onto a field with one exception. And I guess this is my exception to the rule. With one exception, there has never been a field that I've looked at, even as a baseball guy. There's never been a field that I looked at and went, oh, the shape of this field is special. The shape of this field, not the stadium, not the fan base, not the traditions, not the food, not the beer. It is the shape of this field that makes it special. The only park that has ever happened to me was Fenway Pack with the Monster. That's it. That's the only one.
Yeah, but that had so much mystique to it before you got there.
Exactly. Exactly. And even that wasn't because of the shape of the field. Even that wasn't because of the Green Monster at Fenway Pack. That was just because of the history that has happened at Fenway Park, right? That is the spot that Ted Williams played at. That's the spot of so many classic Yankees-Red Sox games. That's the spot where Babe Ruth pitched against his rivals, pitched for the Red Sox, as a matter of fact. Like, the history that took place on that field was what provided me with the mystique that I felt that day, not the shape of the field. Now, if you ever had, and I will say this, as much as I think baseball stadiums should be uniform, I think every left field wall, I think every right field wall, I think every center field wall should be the same. But that's not going to happen. It's impossible. You can't do that at Fenway Park, for instance. Because if you go to the other side of the Monster, right on the backside, the stands, the stadium, the bleachers, on top of the Green Monster, there's only like six or seven rows of them. And then the stadium drops off and there's a street and there's apartments on the other side. If you hit a home run out of the park to left field, it's hitting somebody's house. Like, it's right there. They can't move that back. There's nowhere to move it to. So I recognize that stadiums being what they are, the only compromise would be as new stadiums are built, we built them to a uniform size. Old stadiums are grandfathered. Any current standing stadium is grandfathered in. But as we build new stadiums, they must have uniform field dimensions. Put that aside. My compromise for now, knowing that it will be 100 years before every Major League Baseball team has a new stadium that can be actively fitted to uniform dimensions across the league. I kind of dig this as a compromise. Yes, Aaron Judge, you are a monster. You are a masher. But how many dingers Did you hit out to the short porch at right in Yankee Stadium at 301 feet? That would not be a home run anywhere else. That would not be a home run in Detroit. That would not be a home run in Atlanta. That would not be a home run in H-Town. So you get the added benefit of looking like a monster.
Yeah, but not his fault, though. I mean,
no, not at all.
He's playing where he's playing.
Not at all. I don't blame him for it. What I am saying is, as a stat nerd, as a numbers nerd, I am intrigued in seeing how many home runs that just got up and over, that would not have been a home run in half of Major League's parks, how many of those count towards Aaron Judge's total? This was my whole thing with the steroid era, right? Like I've had this discussion with baseball fans before. I have zero problems with making some sort of mark on the history book of guys who got busted juicing. No problem putting an asterisk. And the pushback I've gotten from a lot of them, for instance, about Barry Bonds, was, Rob, Barry Bonds was already an elite hitter before the juice. I don't disagree. You know what I would love to know? A statistic that I can't know? Well, I could know, but it would take me a lot, like years of research. How many Barry Bonds home runs got over the fence by a couple of inches? How many Barry Bonds home runs were accompanied by a call of, oh, it just gets out of here? How many home runs? And how many of those home runs would not have been home runs if Barry Bonds wasn't juicing? I agree. He still would have gone down as one of the greatest hitters of all time. However, he would not have gone down as one of the greatest power hitters of all time, because I imagine the home run total would have dropped by 20%, 21%. I got to imagine that at least one or two out of every 10 Barry Bonds swats barely left the crib. It barely left the crib because he had the extra little juice available. If you are playing on a right field fence that is 296 yards, you have an advantage that nobody else has. And if nobody else has it, why not keep up with a stat that tracks fairly across every hitter in Major League Baseball, whether or not they are in that top power slug? I'll tell you what, if I was a power hitter and I was playing in a stadium that had a long outfield, 1,000% I'd want this stat. 1,000% I'd want a true home run stat. All right, baseball fans, where do y'all land? Is this something you're going to care about? Is it something you're going to track? Is it something you're going to pay attention to? Is it something that we should pay attention to? We'll talk more baseball later on in the radio program. When we come back, I got a question for you. I'm going to ask you to admit something about your love of college football that you would not say in front of your fellow fans. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show with the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So I was scrolling around Reddit over the weekend because I do not care about my mental health or well-being. And I came across an interesting thread that I wondered if it would be as compelling to you all as it was to me. A user by the name of Holiday Break threw up on Reddit a question mark. What is one college football take you 100% believe but can't say out loud around your own fan base? What is one college football take? And I will even expand this to the National Football League or the NBA, MLB, whatever. What is one sports take that you have about your team that you cannot say around other fans? And when I opened this thread, I was shocked to find over 600 responses to it. I want to give you a couple of them and get your reactions and see if any of them inspire you to come up with one of your own. Bright Yellow Vest is an Ole Miss fan who said, yes, we were faking injuries. That's one of those things that I have heard Ole Miss fans for the past handful of months defending. No, we weren't faking injuries. We would never. Our school is above that. No, you're not. No, you're not. We watched it happen. It was a legitimate strategy to the point that the new SEC guidelines rules about faking injuries, as far as I am concerned, are the Lane Kiffin rules, okay? A Texas A&M fan by the name of Indian Outlaw said some A&M World War II soldier made a deal with God to get out alive. Price was we go 8-4 for eternity. An Iowa fan said Brian Ferentz was just running Kirk Ferentz's offense. It wasn't just a Brian issue. Of course, you'll remember Brian Ferentz, the son of head coach Kirk Ferentz, was aggressively accelerated to the offensive coordinator's position for Iowa at a point in time that Iowa actually had a what looked like a pretty good squad assembled. The offense was atrocious. Brian Ferentz was ultimately fired by his own father from that position. Kirk took back over. Not a lot changed. Iowa fan said, nope, it's on him. How about an Auburn fan chiming in on this thread? His take is, and I quote, we have some of the dumbest fans in all of college sports, end quote. This Auburn dude took down the entire Auburn fan base. So we have some of the dumbest fans in all of college sports. That one's rough. You ever looked around, Zoe? You ever been like at a game, out watching a game, whatever, and been embarrassed by your own fans? Just been like, oh, man. Oh, I got the other day, like 2 weeks ago, the wife and I went to the Haywood Mall. We do a little shopping. Had to find some new polos. Had to find some new golf attire to get out on the links with. And she needed some stuff, so we decided, hey, you know what? As the legendary Robin Sparkles once said, let's go to the mall today.
You said Robin Sparkles.
Robin Sparkles.
Because yes. I didn't know that you were talking about you and her name is now Sparkles.
Hilarious as that would be. No, Robin Sparkles was I don't know how to describe it. From you ever watch How I Met Your Mother?
Enough of it. Okay. And plus, my children have talked about it 10,000 times. So I know all about it.
One of my favorite shows. In it, Kobe Smulders, who plays Maria Hill in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, plays a character named Robin Shabotsky. And back in her teenage years, Robin Shabotsky played a Canadian pop culture singer by the name of Robin Sparkles, who sang songs about being, you know, a regular Canadian teenager, except they're like filled with euphemisms and stuff. It was very funny. Anyway, she sang a song called Let's Go to the Mall Today, along with Alan Thicke, hilariously, and Canadian's number one export, Robin Thicke. So we went
Wait,
to the mall.
Wait, was it Alan or was it Robin?
No, it was Alan.
Okay.
And right. It was hilarious. So we went to the mall. We got to the mall. I was looking for parking. And, you know, as you always do, you start at the front of the parking lot hoping you get some princess parking, hoping you get lucky, and you find that spot up towards the front of the lane, and then you work your way backwards. Pretty crowded day. And as I turned the corner, I watched a gentleman get out of the truck that was parked, great one, in two spots, dead center of the line. Packed mall, parking lots, just an expanse of cars that echoes off into eternity. And I watched this goob get out of this big-ass truck.
I didn't know that Cole went to the mall.
Oh, yeah. They went big Cole money. I know it wasn't Cole, and here's why. I know it wasn't Cole because this goob got out of his way unnecessarily too large truck to go into the mall. And as I turn the corner, what do I see? But on the back of this truck, a fleur-de-lis sticker the size of my torso.
See, I would have guessed it was a tiger paw. So I'm shocked.
I saw a Saints sticker the size of my torso on this truck.
So you were immediately forgiving?
No, oh, okay. I was All right. furious. I was furious because while, as of right now, in an act of silent protest, I am neither wearing nor purchasing any New Orleans Saints gear for the time being, people know me, and they know I'm a Saints fan. I've never made it a secret. And this clown parks his unnecessarily large truck across two spots on the line. Like, clearly, not like, oopsie poopsie, that's a bad parking job. No. You did it on purpose. You couldn't align the center line up directly under the middle of your truck more perfectly if you tried. Saw that and immediately was like, oh, man. Because now people are going to drive up, they're going to see that truck, and they're going to go, Saints fans. And that's just me now. That stinks. I'm looking down the rest of this thread. Auburn fans have said, we have some of the dumbest fans in all of college sports. A Georgia fan said, Georgia fans act like the same Bama fans at the end of the Saban years that they used to make fun of. A Rice fan says, we should drop.
Wait. No, this whole thing's bogus now. There are no Rice fans.
There are Rice fans.
No way.
I had a dear friend of mine named Jerry, who was a regular listener to my show back in Destin, Florida, who was a Rice fan. as a matter of fact. And I know that because he used to call the show and be like, hey, Rob, what do you think about this week's game for Rice? And I'd go,
Rice the Owls? Like,
yeah, that is correct.
Yeah, I just, okay.
And I would routinely say to him, Jerry, I love you like a brother. I have zero opinion on Rice football, bud. None. Let's see here. An Ohio State fan that says half the Big Ten is really not very good at football.
Okay, so this is Reddit, and so there's no way to confirm that these are actual fans of said teams, and it could be just someone going on and pretending to be a fan of that team just to say what other people are saying. Sounds like it worked to me. I'm just saying.
Lonzo the Fun Killer is back. We're all worried that the illness may have taken its toll and we never get him back.
It's still there.
But Lonzo the Fun Killer has arrived. On this thread, you are obligated to sport your team's flair out next to your name.
So, I mean, I could do that. I mean, I could just pick a random team and say it's my team.
We're going to continue on as if all of this is real because that's more fun. That's more fun
for me. I am not trying to kill the bit. I am not. But as soon as you mentioned Ohio State, the whole thing's bogus.
Oh, yeah. So a Buckeye said something negative.
Right.
That must be it.
That was the joke, and you just went.
A Penn State fan said, James Franklin is probably the best coach we can reasonably expect to hire. Ooh, that one hurts a little bit.
Yeah, but that's true. I mean, that's just, we all know that.
At Kruger Dunning said, as a BYU fan, one-third of our fan base are Mormon church members that don't really understand football and believe that BYU is way more important than it is. That one, probably not unfair. BYU had a couple of years there that they were okay, and then not that anymore. Texas A&M
just
fan!
I ask how many of those people are married to two people.
Texas A&M fan says, yell leaders are the dumbest tradition in sports and have actively pushed me away from A&M. I can't support my alma mater when those clowns say and do the things they do. My personal favorite was that embarrassing video before Appalachian State, and then we lost. I appreciate an honest Texas A&M fan.
That entire segment was just for that line right there.
Nope, there's another one. Nebraska fan says the home sellout streak is contrived BS and should not be a point of pride because everyone knows boosters bought up the tickets to keep it going. A Michigan fan says Harbaugh is not a quarterback guru like everyone told us. In fact, he couldn't recruit a quarterback worth a bleep. And if Ohio State hadn't turned down J.J. McCarthy, we'd have been bleeped. All his QB recruits were misses. An Alabama fan who said very simply, quote, we didn't deserve to go to the playoffs. A Ole Miss fan, and this might be the most contentious one of all. An Ole Miss fan said, and I quote, the Grove is overrated. It's just a crowded area with people flaunting their wealth with their fancy chandelier tents and cold chicken tenders. Taking down Ole Miss's tailgating scene is considered an act of heresy in the state of Mississippi. I hope that texter is able to keep his anonymity. All right, what is your sports take that you would never admit around your fellow fans? There's something bubbling in there. What's your sports take you would never admit around your fellow fans? Text it to me, 844-326-3663, or call in. Let's chat on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It is Monday, my dudes. And it is 8:40 in the morning, which means it is time to welcome back for his regular weekly spot. And we are very appreciative to John Blau of the Post and Courier for taking the time to talk Clemson athletics with us every Monday at this time. John, how we doing, big fella?
I'm good. How are you, Rob?
I'm exceptional. Thank you very much. I slept a bunch yesterday. It felt great.
It always does, doesn't it?
It always does. It always does. All right, man. Let's talk a little Clemson baseball because there was a little bit of concern going into this Duke series. You took the loss to Coastal, and let's start there. Last Tuesday on the road at Conway, and I this is a weird spot because on one hand, John Blau, I want to point out, clearly. Things aren't going the way that Clemson wants them to right now, and what a bad time with one series left before we get to regionals. On the flip side, you look at the teams that Clemson's losing to. Florida State, very good baseball team. NC State, very good baseball team. Hell, Coastal Carolina is a top 25 baseball team. So where do you land on the something's wrong versus this is a string of very good competition Clemson has been lined against argument?
Yeah, I mean, you could definitely make the argument that they're not losing to nobodies. I mean, they're not losing to teams that are at the bottom of the ACC. It's not complete catastrophe in that way. At the same time, if you're losing 9 out of 12 games to anybody, considering the fact that you were 36-5 to start the year against some pretty good competition, that's concerning. It was a close game with Coastal. You go back to the Florida State series, you easily could have won that series if you didn't get a blown save from Lucas Molstad. But I think this past weekend, playing Duke, again, good team, but to have a couple of innings where you give up a lot of runs, a 10-run inning in the seventh in game two, back-to-back jacks that you lose the game, you get behind 8-2, end up losing 8-4. In that one, there's something a little off here that obviously needs to get corrected pretty soon, or Clemson's gonna have a pretty short postseason.
I think this might be a question, John Blau, that is more in line for Eric Backich than John Blau, respectfully, but I will ask it anyway. What is that thing, John? You cover this team, you follow this team. What would you, if you had to put it on a thing or two or three, what would that be?
I'd start with the pitching. Obviously, the hitting's been an issue, but we actually saw a couple innings this past weekend where they put up some runs in bunches. The pitching right now, yeah, I've always thought that the bullpen was pretty deep, but you take Drew Titsworth and you move him to a Saturday starter role. Obviously, Michael Gillen hasn't come all the way back. All of a sudden, it feels like you have not quite enough arms, especially when the starters are not going enough innings, where it really goes off a cliff at a certain point. And so, obviously, the 10-run inning that Jacob McGovern was a part of for Clemson on Saturday, and then you have B.J. Bailey having to extend, and really, B.J. Bailey was such a great reliever early in the year, and maybe, as a starter, he's getting stretched a little bit. Just right now, the pitching, whether it's, again, not quite having the starting rotation fully figured out, and then having a bullpen that's been depleted because you're moving Titsworth into a starting role, B.J. Bailey into a starting role, and Ethan Darden isn't back. I just think right now they don't have the arms to really kind of, shut other teams down. So when they don't have a great hitting night, they can still win. Right now, I mean, they need a great hitting night. And again, the lineup hasn't been that explosive either. So just a lot of problems that need to get fixed. Maybe Ethan Darden comes back and it helps. But right now, they're kind of struggling to shut other teams down.
How does that, and we'll talk a little bit about this final series on the on the road at Pitt, because obviously kind of last chance to get it right and figure it out. Has there been any tinkering, any changes that have taken place, whether it is in the rotation, out of the pen, in the lineup, in these last couple of games that you think are adjusted in this final series against Pitt?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think Darden, from what I've heard, might be able to come back in the postseason, so you're not going to have him back yet. Obviously, they could try with Talon Bell. He's had some rough innings, too, the freshman. I think he's a really talented pitcher. I think he's going to be really, key for them next year. But right now, I'm not quite there right now. So I don't know really what you can do otherwise. I mean, they're really doing what they can with what they got. You really just need Aiden Pinnock on a Friday to go a little bit longer. And he's really struggled through some innings and gotten his pitch count up and had to, leave after 5-6 innings. You need him to go, 6 or 7 to kind of save some of those bullpen guys. You need Drew Titsworth to get into the 5th, 6th, 7th innings to kind of save some of those bullpen guys so that when you get to a Sunday, you can patch things together if B.J. Bailey can only go 4 innings. But right now they're in a place where you're depleting some of those arms on a Friday. You're depleting even more arms on a Saturday. By the time you get to Sunday, you really have not much left over. So I think it's really just on the guys they got, because I don't think you can really do anything to add anybody at this point in time. Going longer, kind of saving some of those bullpen arms. And then, hoping an Ethan Darden, a Michael Gillen, some of these guys eventually come back healthy, and then you're a little bit deeper in that bullpen, you might be okay. But for right now, things are a little sketchy that way.
So 3-game set at the crib. Duke takes games 2 and 3 to win the series, put up 10 and 8 respectively in those two spots. Is there, because I was checking in and out along with the NBA, the NHL playoff games, everything else that's going on. If I asked you for a bright spot right now, John Blauf, this team was to end up with a regional, end up with a super regional afterwards if they make it through, and it was because of a bright spot, what do you think that would be?
I think it's got to be the hitting, coming around. Because, again, the pitching I'm a little suspect of right now. So, that bright spot would have to be all of a sudden these hitters that we've seen, all of them have moments throughout the year. I mean, Dominic Lisby started off hitting like 340. Josh Pano was hot at the beginning of the year. We've seen Colin Priest come on at a time. Cam Tarello's been better. If you could finally get all these pieces clicking at once, I mean, this is a batting order that can produce. We just haven't seen that all year. I mean, Luke Gaffney, for one, has been kind of a little bit of a disappointment, hitting about like 280. Haven't really seen him have a moment. So, I mean, I think if that order can finally click into place, and obviously Cam Cannarella being the star of that order, obviously we saw what he did at the Florida State Series with that, inside the park homer, which technically isn't one, I know, because there was an error at third, but, barrel rolling in and, saving runs in center field. I mean, you have a star who can make big plays in clutch moments. You just have to get enough guys on base, string enough hits together to kind of make things happen.
How much, if anything, has the fielding defense come into play? Because, I mean, I agree with you and what you're saying, but you've put up 7 runs, you put up 10 runs, and you put up 8 runs, 4 runs in that final. It's not like you're losing every game without scoring runs, John Blau. So is there a problem in the field right now, or is this pretty much just pitchers giving up spots at the wrong time and batters coming up short in tough spots?
There's been a couple of moments where, you know, maybe you think they could have made a play or kind of overextending themselves in a way. And, I think I saw a couple moments like that on Friday early in the game, especially. But I think the defense has been pretty solid. I mean, I think Pano and Chupo at third and short are pretty solid there. And obviously, Jaron Purifoy, one of the more athletic second basemen you'll see, he made a play yesterday where he was going across his body just a hair too late. Luke Gaffney had to do a little split at first base to get it. So I think they got the guys they need in the field. I'm not really that much concerned about that. At the end of the day, again, it all comes back to pitching and hitting, which obviously are very basic and obvious things in baseball. But you need more from your starters. You need more from the batting order. I think defensively you should be okay.
John Blau from the Post and Courier joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate Preview. If you don't mind, John, this 3-game set, you're on the road away from Doug Kingsmore. You've got an opportunity to go up against a good Pitt team, maybe not the most talented team you've played in the last couple of weeks, still a very good baseball team. What do you want to see this Tiger team take away from this as we move towards the ACC tournament?
Yeah, obviously, Pitt, like you said, closer to the bottom of the standings, ACC standings, but I think they recently beat Wake Forest. I mean, this isn't a bad team. This is obviously a team you can lose to going to their place. Again, I just want to see more consistency from the lineup. Want to see them string hits together, especially with runners in scoring position. I mean, that's been a trend in recent weekends, the ones that they've lost, where they're just getting guys to second or third base, having the bases loaded. Having moments where you can really pour it on and not quite breaking through. So I just wanted to see, I think you want to see Clemson, getting more hits for some of those guys. Again, like I mentioned, like a Luke Gaffney, a Jack Crichton, some of those guys who can really patch this lineup together, seeing them get some hits, and especially in some clutch spots. Don't leave 2 or 3 runners on base. I think you'll have a chance to win more games than you lose.
All right, John Blau from the Post and Courier joins us every Thursday at 8:40. I hate to ask, but, man, you did it to yourself by being excellent at your job. We saw the House settlement a couple of weeks ago. The judge pushes pause on accepting the settlement, but basically says it's just because of the roster limitation clause. I do not want to see kids that are already on campus, already on scholarship, already on a team losing their spot. So go back to the negotiating table and work this whole thing out. And then since then, we've kind of been waiting on attorneys. Where do you stand on where we stand in the process of the House settlement?
Yeah, just waiting like everybody else is to see, if this adjustment that's going to be filed with the judge is enough. Obviously she said she wants to see adjustments in terms of, like you said, kids not losing opportunities, those walk-ons that Dabo Sweeney talked all about in terms of some of the hardest meetings he's ever had in his life, telling kids, I got to cut you. Obviously the judge is not okay with those kids losing their opportunities. So we're all just waiting to see. It'll be interesting to see if grandfathering, voluntarily doing it, is enough, or if the judge says no. Like, I wanted it to be very cut and dry, every single kid back. And there's a chance, a sliver of a chance, I don't know if it will actually happen, that if she just flat out rejects it because of the voluntary nature of it, that this could go to court and you end up having the settlement break apart. But, if I had to bet on it, if I was a betting person, I think this will go through. I think we'll have revenue sharing starting in July, like everybody's been planning for. But it's never over till the fat lady sings, as they say. So we'll see what happens there.
The common perception that I have gotten, John Blau, is the belief that if this thing does go to trial, the NCAA would likely get it handed to them and could be on the hook for even more than $2.3 billion or whatever it is that they already are. Is that kind of what the common perception seems to be, or am I misreading the situation?
Yeah, I think it's $2.8 billion, a half million short, or half billion short. So yeah, if they were to go to court, the NCAA does not have a very good record in court right now. Obviously, we saw what the Supreme Court and Brett Kavanaugh said however many years ago when NIL started, that, you know, you guys are basically running a business here, and, you know, ordinarily people pay their employees in these types of situations. And so there's already been signals from other courts. The NCAA's track record is not good. If they were to go to court here, yeah, you're looking at substantially more damages. I don't know if it's twice as many or what, but obviously the NCAA schools, Clemson, you know, right now I think it's about like $1 million per year they're going to have to pay in back damages. You don't want to see that number go to 3 or 4 or 5 million per year. So, yeah, I obviously every administrator in America, I think right now, is hoping that the settlement goes through, especially because they've been planning for this revenue sharing thing for months now. But also, they don't want to have to deal with the aftermath of what could be a much worse result if they end up going to court.
John Blau covers the Clemson Tigers for the Post and Courier. You can find him on X at John_Blau. John, my man, as always, brother, thank you very much for the time. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, big dog.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rob.
You got it. John Blau from the Post and Courier every Monday at 8:40. Next time we speak, we will know more than likely where-ish the Clemson Tigers will be seated in the ACC tournament and just how much work they will have to do in the conference postseason to try to earn themselves a regional/super regional down the line. When we come back here in a minute, some of y'all have texted me. I am asking you, what is your sports take that you cannot say around your fellow fans? We've gotten 5 or 6 in. I'm looking for the rest. 844-326-3663. The final hour of the show starts after Lonzo sets the tone, and I mean tone, with his sports flash.
It's a low-key tone, but it is Monday. I mean, why do you want to get all excitable yet? Right. I mean, pace yourself. The OKC Thunder have tied their series with the Nuggets at 2 games apiece with 92-87 win in Denver. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 25, while Isaiah Hartenstein added 14 boards. Nikola Jokic had 27 for Denver, but shot 7 of 22 from the field. The Atlanta Braves dropped 2 of 3 against Pittsburgh, ending the series with a 4-3 loss yesterday. Chris Sale gave up 8 hits and 3 runs and struck out 8 in 5.2 innings. The Braves are 19-21 with a 3-game set against Washington at home starting tonight. Clemson base basketball center Victor Locken has torn a tendon in his left foot, according to reports. Locken had been invited to the NBA's G League Combine later this month and is eligible in the NBA draft in June. Locken could be ready for training camp in September if he is signed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.